Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in. Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Happy June. Happy June.
Oh my gosh. I like June 2nd. So excited.
Something.
Yeah,
I know.
June 2nd.
So crazy.
So close to actual summer. This year is literally flying by.
Yeah. I feel like it's the first day of summer, like June 20th or 21st or something like that. 22nd maybe.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. Yeah. Well, it's been June gloom in San Diego, so I feel like I haven't seen the sun in a little bit. But yeah, happy it's June. New month, new goals, new mindset, new things.
Yeah, I'm excited. June is just like a good vibe, all the summer vibes, which is perfect for our topic today, summer trends.
Yeah, super excited. I feel like it's going to be a really cute episode. I feel like in terms of updates, I don't have a ton. Again, it's been so gloomy in San Diego. The sun comes out for like a couple hours a day and that's it. What about you?
Yeah, I know. I feel like a lot of people don't realize this. Like I've encountered a lot of people like visiting San Diego and they're like, what is happening? Because you would think this would be like the perfect time. But unfortunately, weirdly in the summer, it's like so opposite.
But, yeah, June gloom is so real.
Yeah. I feel like I've been just like catching up on things all week and it's been nice. It's been a little slow week for me, which is much needed. I watched Moana. I've been watching all my island like summery movie vibes. Watch Moana 2 and watch Lilo and Stitch 2. Or Lilo and Stitch, the live action one yesterday with Josh.
The new one, right?
Yeah.
Everyone says it's really good.
Really?
Wait, really?
Okay, it's because like I forgot about my rule when I see movies. I literally cannot see a movie past 9 p.m. or I will fall asleep. Like seriously, I will fall asleep. So I fell asleep for like 20 minutes during it. And I think that like really ruined the experience because I didn't know what was happening. I've heard both things. I've heard people really love it. And then I heard people like didn't love it as much. I don't know. I feel like the little girl's literally 6 years old and you can tell she's 6 years old. Like I'm very impressed by her, but I'm like, I don't know. And I don't know. I just feel like the animated one was so like Hawaii and tropical and I don't know, it was like that in a sense on this one, but like not as much. I don't know, but again, I did fall asleep and like I think I need to watch it again to like really get the full experience because Josh said people didn't like it and then I literally just saw Mallory and she said she cried the entire time and was obsessed with it. So like I think there's two spectrums here. I think I'm like too much in the middle right now, so I can't tell.
Like, I think I saw something that said it did better than Mission Impossible for the opening weekend.
Oh my God, that is so... Oh, okay. I feel like, though, it's riding on... It's literally all the kids. Like, I feel like these movies are going to surpass any of that because it's like, like kids are like begging their parents and then it's like four usually people going instead of like one person going. I don't know. But that is super interesting. Josh said Mission Impossible changed his life. So
I can't wait to see it. I need to see it.
Yeah, he said it was so good. But yeah, that's kind of like all my updates. It has been pretty nice out, even though it's gloomy, but
it's just not beach weather vibes. Like it's kind of cold at the beach and the water is cold and windy and there's no sun, so it's just like not ideal beach conditions.
Yeah,
so that's kind of a bummer. And I feel like I feel like now it really feels like summer because all the schools are out. So,
yeah.
Like, I feel like there's so many more, like, kids around, kids running teenagers. Around.
Okay, and also, like, have you noticed, like, the thing is those electric bikes? That's all I see kids
there's
on.
There's so many in our neighborhood.
And like, they go in packs.
I think that's the thing now is, like...
It is. I think so, too.
You in high school, like, you don't have a car, you have an electric bike. Like, yes, and, like, they ride together on the main road in packs of, like, 10. It's crazy.
I'm seeing it everywhere. I'm like, wow, that would honestly be so fun. Like, thinking back to the days where no one had a car, like, now you guys have that, like, you're lucky. I wonder if it's like a rental or you think they, like, do you have to buy them, you think?
I think so.
I need to look into this. I'm like, I can't tell if they're like bird scooter vibes, like, but actually no, maybe they do, because then we would see them on the streets. But...
and they're not cheap. They're like a couple grand, I think. Yeah.
I guess, like, compared to a car, and like, if your parents don't have to drive you everywhere, then maybe they're like, okay, yeah.
True. Interesting. Yeah. But yeah, all the kids are out. It's summer vibes for sure, just not the weather yet, unfortunately. So yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, not too many updates for you guys, but for influence of the week, do you want to share your influence?
Yes. I feel like if you look at my page, you could probably guess like what my influence is at this point, but I feel like I'm just buying all of the little flower clips, everything hibiscus I'm obsessed with. I, like I said just now when I was saying I'm watching all my little island girl things, like, I feel like it's giving Coconut Girl 2.0 revival. Remember, like, 3 years ago, I think on the podcast, we were talking about Coconut Girl. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it's giving revival, and I'm really excited. I don't know what... I'm, like, trying to think back to, like, last summer, and, like, I don't think it was this much of, like, the Coconut Girl vibes as it is this year.
For sure, yeah.
But yeah, I'm just like loving all the flower clips and putting things in my hair. I just feel like a mermaid, and that's like the content I'm consuming, and I think like people really like it too. Now I'm like trying to go everywhere. Like, I'm like, Josh, I watched Moana. I'm like, Josh, we're going to Tahiti. Like, we are going to Tahiti. That's apparently where it was modeled after. And I'm like, I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like I'm so into the, like, tropical girl right now. I love it. My water sign is, like, thriving right now, I think.
Yeah.
My Pisces fish water sign. So, yeah, that's what I'm loving. What about you?
I feel like for me...
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
It literally sounds like a rocket ship. Okay. Anyway.
Are you near an airport?
No. I mean, maybe, but I'm by, like, Miramar, where they fly. I'm by that, I guess. Kind
of. Interesting. Okay. Mine is just, like, the Memorial Day weekend sales and what I ordered. I feel like a lot of brands had some really good sales. And I feel like for me, I got things that I kind of had my eye on and were waiting for them to go on sale so I could buy them. Like, I don't think I really bought anything just super impulsive or new, but like, Hannah Schoenberg did another collaboration with Cat the Label, and so I got a couple pieces from that collection.
Cute. That looked so stunning.
It's like just like very sheer and lacy and flowy, and I feel like she always goes to the dreamiest places to shoot her campaigns. Like, I think she did that campaign in the Philippines. Yes. And it was just like the most beautiful place they went to. Mm-hmm. And then she also did like a drop for her brand. I never know how to say it. Araki.
I need her to say it on her stories or something.
But yeah, so I got a few pieces from there, and then for Memorial Day, I've had my eye on this Jenny Kane sweater, and Jenny Kane is pretty expensive, and so I was not gonna pay full price for it, but they had a really good Memorial Day weekend sale. And so I pulled the trigger on the sweater because I've honestly been staring at the sweater for years, and I've just never been able to justify it or, like, I don't know. So it finally felt right. So I feel like that was like my big Memorial Day weekend purchase. And I'm really excited because I feel like they have really good high quality pieces, and it's made out of wool and cashmere. So I feel like I'm really trying to invest in pieces that are like cotton or you know, cashmere, just like high quality. And I feel like we've talked about this in an episode before, but like polyester, like really trying to like trying my best. Like I'm not like fully eliminating it, but just trying my best when I am shopping, just to be conscious and aware. Mm. So I feel like investing in this sweater, I'm really excited about because I have been eyeing it for so long. And anytime I see people wearing it, it's like one of those things where you just know what they're wearing. You know the brand, you know exactly what they're wearing. So I felt like it was time and it was a good deal. And so I'm really excited about that. So that is my influence this week. Yeah, I feel
like
week.
I see a lot of... It's giving like Kate, like, right?
Yes. Vibes.
Is Jenny Kane the one that... There's like this one American flag sweater. I just feel like everyone... I see a lot.
Is that Jenny like Kane?
I don't know. Maybe I'm like... Maybe it's giving the same vibes. I think I know which
one you're talking about, but...
I feel like maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is my first Jenny Kane like... clothing purchase. My coffee table is from Jenny Kane Home and I really love it, but I've just really been wanting to invest in a piece but just never pulled the trigger. So finally did it and I'm really excited, and I feel like it's a very versatile sweater, so it'll just be something that's in my wardrobe for a long time, and that's kind of the goal. So yeah, that is my current info. So
cute, love it.
Okay, well, jumping into summer trends, I feel like this is taking over social media right now. I feel like every post you see has something to do with this, except my content. Yeah. I'm still stuck in Paris. I still got to like get through my Paris content.
I know. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to revisit this. Like, maybe I need to save the rest of my Paris content for like start of fall, because I'm like, when am I gonna put this in?
No, I'm like, where I'll is probably... your Paris content? Because like I'm like, I'm still going, and I probably could do like, no, I think I have 1 to 2 Bahamas. More weeks. I know. Yeah. And I have like 1 to 2 more weeks that I can go, but I kind of just like want to get it out there. And it's like content that I still really love, so I want to get it out there before I start summer content, because I personally don't want to go like back and forth. Like once I'm in that summer vibe, I kind of want to just stay there. So okay, so summer trends, we figured we could do a whole episode dedicated on things we're seeing, things that are going viral, just things if you don't really know where to start or how to kind of ease into summer content on your page. I feel like these are a lot of really good ideas. It's things we're seeing all over our explore feeds, like what a lot of people that we're following are posting. And just, I feel like sometimes it's repetitive from the previous year too, so you can kind of just pull from that inspo and revamp it. So I feel like that's kind of the vibe for this episode. But I feel like it's technically summer, being June and everything, school's out, so this is the perfect time to just, you know, be a little slightly ahead of the actual first day of summer. So
yes.
And I feel like the first one is like, I think this first one is personally, I think might be my favorite. It's just focusing on like your bracelet stacks or your ring stacks. And I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, I feel like this started,
but I don't remember what we were talking about. Okay.
I feel like it started in fall with like
bangles, just like
big chunky gold bangles.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And like we were super about it, I feel like, in Paris Fashion Week.
Okay. Yes. I was like, when did we talk about this? Because I love like the chunky jewelry stack situation. And I feel like I've been seeing so many cute like sets. So it's like stacks of like three, whether it's from like Zara or Revolve, like the ones that are like wooden. Like the kind of like a dark brown wooden, or like the acrylic, like, and but like the acrylic is like kind of like warm, like I don't know how to describe it, but just like tropical, like beachy neutral kind of vibes. But yeah, I'm obsessed with those. I want to buy some. I don't know if the Zara one is sold out, but Revolve has some too. But chunky braid, like chunky jewelry, I think is one of my favorite trends for summer. I feel like it just elevates an outfit so much. You could be wearing like such a basic like beach outfit, but then if your jewelry and your stacks and everything is popping off, I feel like it just makes it look so good.
It makes it. It literally makes the outfit. And I feel like it's so helpful for people who just like don't want to, like you really don't need to like reinvent your wardrobe for the summer. I just feel like you can focus on your accessories. I feel like that's where people are. I feel like that's really eye catching this year. So yeah, I love the acrylic bracelet or acrylic bangles in like pink and white. I have my little stack that I like to wear, and then I like to incorporate like different textures or like styles. Honestly, Amazon, every single bracelet and bangle you find on these other websites like Zara and Revolve, like I swear you can find on Amazon, and I have found them on Amazon.
Oh, so, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, like you literally just have to search them. Like Amazon sellers are just getting really good. I don't know, but I have so many from Amazon, so definitely look there. Like you could literally just type in like chunky bracelet, chunky acrylic bracelet or bangle. I have found some really good bangles from them. Oh my gosh, speaking of which, I'm so sad. I wore my Etika gold bangles into the ocean. They got completely ruined. I actually have one right here. I'm
wait,
like confused.
What?
I'll show you.
Wait, did like, you like
they look did you, like that?
Did you rinse them off after?
Actually, no. Maybe I need to.
I wonder if it was like the salt water, and I don't know if was. That would have saved them.
Yeah, oh, they're no. like disgusting.
Can you tell when you wear it? Wait, put it on and hold your arm up.
It's yeah, dude. Like honestly, okay, maybe I will. Maybe not, but it's gross. Like
I mean, like yeah, if you had a new set on, you could tell the difference. But I think if you have those on, but with each other,
I need
like
to
it's
wash
not
them
that
and
bad.
See if it like goes away. But like I was really surprised. So maybe don't wear them into the water, you guys. But that's like the whole point, in my opinion. But yeah, I love a bracelet stack specifically, and I love a ring stack. Like, I feel like little seashell, subtle seashell rings or summer-inspired rings. I love a big pearl ring. I love, like, the big pearl, like, statement ring or, like, a little pearl band. I think is so cute for summer. I always lose mine, but I love that sort of
yeah
style.
I just got a really pretty pearl, like a chunky big pearl ring in from Erin Feder, and it's so
oh my gosh, cute.
Like,
is like, it new?
I think so, yes. Cute. Yeah, I mean yeah, it's so cute. I'm so excited. So yeah,
I love that.
Love pearls and
yeah, big pearl jewelry, always good for summer.
Yeah, and you were saying earlier it's giving Coconut Girl 2.0.
Yeah, Coconut
just, like,
Girl 2.0.
Really elevating it.
So funny. Yeah.
Because I feel like last year it wasn't really that big.
I'm trying to remember like what we were wearing last year, because I don't think at all it's what we're wearing right now. Like I feel like for some reason overall the vibe is Ibiza.
Yeah.
Like I feel like a lot of inspo from like what people would wear to Ibiza, I don't know, just like sprinkled in, but that's like I don't know. That's like what I'm seeing. I'm just curious if that's what everyone's seeing.
Yeah, I just feel like with the focus on like accessories in general, you literally could be wearing like a white bikini and then a cute like cover up skirt situation, like an oversized white button down, but then like throw on your chunky bagels, throw on your chunky shell necklace or starfish or whatever one that everyone has from Zara, like stack your rings up and like have a cute hat and sunglasses and
boom.
You're so good to go.
Yeah.
So love that. I think, this like might be one of my favorites. And it's also one of the easiest ways to kind of revamp summer outfits from last year. So the next one is just like scarf tops and dresses. I feel like all of a sudden I started seeing so many brands do this.
Which also there's a lot of controversy around it. I don't know if you've seen this on TikTok. I guess there's a lot of controversy because it's a style that's taken from the South Asian culture, like India. And so a lot of people are actually really upset with Opali. And
wait, what?
Yeah.
I have not seen any of this.
I see it on
wait,
TikTok.
What
only.
Do you mean?
So like the dresses with the scarf, like you know, the scarf that goes around your neck. So
like
I guess it's
like the cute little chiffon scarf that people wear with like a dress.
Yeah. I guess this it's inspired by South Asian culture and it's not like mentioned anywhere. So I don't know. I didn't know that. So now I do.
Okay, like maybe, but like you guys could see my face right now. I'm just confused. Like the little scarf that you just wrap around your neck.
I think it's specifically getting into how, you know how now the trend is very much like beaded. So I think people are like, you guys are going too far with like, I don't know. I need to like learn more about this,
Like, I
but
can't tell if I should keep my thoughts to myself on this one
yeah, I
until I
don't.
do further research, because
Yeah, I
it's
think I need
giving
to
like kind
do
of a stretch right now, but I will do some research and look into this
Yeah,
because I
I
feel like I
think we
have
need
not
to do
seen
some
any of
research.
that.
Yeah, it's like only on TikTok,
Well,
like
but like,
specifically.
okay, I thought we were talking about like the see-through ones, like, you know, like the
Mesh.
like. Is it mesh? I don't know. It's just literally like a
I guess I
light,
don't
like it's like
chiffon.
white chiffon, but like
Yes.
white chiffon is like see-through. Like white chiffon
Yeah.
is not
Yes,
thick.
I'll send you the videos I've been seeing because
Okay.
I've seen a few.
Okay,
But
let's deep dive into this research
like
and we'll
hopefully
come
that's
back
not
to you guys.
offending anyone. But yeah, so anyways, I have seen
Interesting.
a this is like a
Well, because
huge
I feel
thing.
like
I
it's
feel
a
like
really big trend right now is to
yeah.
like even like Hannah Schonberg's brand is like in Helsa is like adding scarves to
Yes.
everything, like
Everything.
chiffon, like drapey scarves, making it the top, or like adding it onto the coat or the blazer or whatever. So like a lot of brands I think are leaning into that.
A lot of brands are leaning into that, yeah. So I'm not sure like specifically what's being inspired by that, but we will do our research. But that is everywhere. I feel like all the girls are shopping at like the Australian brands. Like that's where a
Yes.
lot of people are getting their inspo from, and they're doing this very, very well. I feel like they have
There's like this
the
one
cutest stuff.
set that Paige Lorenz wore, and so did Sophie. Let me show you. Let me see if I can find it with a quick scroll.
Where is it
Okay.
from?
It is from I don't know if she tagged it or she has a lot of things tagged, so I can't tell. Okay, it might be the brand. I don't know how to say it. BUCI, Bucci, NYC,
Oh, okay.
Boosie.
I've heard of that.
Here, I'll
Yeah.
show you. Like, it's just like
Oh, okay.
a
Yes, I've seen
sheer
that.
chiffon, like, cover-up situation. And I feel like I've seen a lot of people kind of wear that.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen that too. Which I
Second.
feel like kind of like leads into another one, which is like ponchos. Like sheer poncho vibes. Like I feel like that's like what a pon
Yeah.
like I don't even think a poncho, like we need a better word because it's not giving poncho, but like
Right.
ponchos I feel like are having such a huge moment too.
Well, it's kind of like that thing that I wore to the museum in Paris. Like,
Yeah,
what would
like
you call
Helsa
that?
has like a really chic. What is it called on the website? Does it
Let me
say?
look.
It's probably like.
I think it's just called like silk flowy top. I'm not joking. Let
Oh,
me
I
see if
think
I
you're
can
right.
find it.
Silk flowy top. Like,
Like,
yeah.
it's not.
I think the correct. Like, I guess, like, technically, they're all ponchos. Like,
Right.
it's like there's no actual sleeves and it is just a silk or chiffon cover up. Those are like the dressy versions, and I feel like that in white and black is so cute for
Oh,
being
it is
dressed up.
called a flowy silk cape.
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 Okay. Yeah, she was like, I'm not calling this poncho.
Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah.
like capes, if we're calling them
So
capes.
like,
Capes
yeah,
are
something
really
you just like tie
trendy.
around your neck and there's no arms or anything, but it covers your whole front
Yeah,
and
I
it
feel like
can
I'm
go
seeing
over
that
your head or
everywhere.
you tie it, basically, is what we're talking about.
Those are
But
so
no
cute.
armholes.
No armholes. And I also am seeing them everywhere for like bikinis and beachy outfits.
Like cover-ups.
Yeah, like just as
Yeah.
cover-ups. I feel like I got one off Etsy that's like this knitted crochet one, and I feel like that's super cute for summer as a casual vibe. You could wear it with like literally a bikini as a cover-up, or I could wear it with shorts and jeans or something like that for
Cute.
summer. But I love a poncho moment. I feel like, or a cape moment, whatever we want to call them. I feel
Yeah,
like
I'm gonna go with
flowy,
cape.
long boho vibes.
Like, yeah, material, flowy. Love that. Yeah, that's really cute. And I feel like anytime I see that, I usually end up saving that post because I really like that
It's just
look.
like interesting, and I feel like not something we see all the time. So it's like eye-catching.
Yeah,
I
for
bought one off
sure.
of I think Zara has some right now. I bought one, but I did have to return it just because it was like actually swallowing me whole. It was way too big. But it was like this knitted material, I want to say, but like slightly see-through. Like that's the criteria. Cute. It has to be slightly see-through and it's really cute.
Yeah. Okay. Love that. So chic. I feel like that's very chic. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chic. Next one I feel like is so cute and it's literally everywhere on Pinterest. I feel like if you open your Pinterest, you will immediately see this. It's mm-hmm. the 3D nails. And I feel like if you haven't seen Danielle's nails, like they're insane.
I love
like,
them.
Like who came up with this, first of all?
I
Second
know.
Of all,
who came
so
up
stunning.
With this?
They're and so, so creative.
Cute. I
and
feel like all the girls are doing like this is the yes. trend of the summer for nails. And everyone has them. It's so cute. I feel like they're expensive, but it's just so fun to look at. It's like an accessory. Like it goes along with the bracelet and the ring stack. Okay. Like this is the holy trio. This is the accessories we're seeing this summer. So I feel like you could go subtle and just do like a nail, like you said that you wanted to do. Like
yeah,
a cute
I haven't
shell
done it yet.
Nail.
I need to like think a little more, but I think like I would just I wouldn't do my whole hand. But I think yeah. I would do one on my thumb and my ring finger. Like, remember how cute. People used to do different nail designs on, like, those two nails?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I think I would just do kind of, like, the shell design that's lines that look like shells.
Yeah.
And
I feel like you can make it super chic and super yeah. cute. I just, like,
I
oh
would
my
get
God, every
nervous.
Time I look at them.
Does the flower get caught on everything?
Yeah, it does. Not everything, but, like.
Like, when you wash your hair.
Yeah, like I can feel it like yeah
pulling
like it's
and
like in there a little
but it's
bit.
Not it hasn't fallen off so it's like on
no they're secure. The girl I went to our girl Ling Ling
our queen.
At Terry's nails she like really secured it like they put like she put multiple things on top of it. That's why it took a long time because it's not even the design honestly it's like the sealant like whatever mm-hmm. we're doing to like make sure it doesn't fall off but I mean it really did work. I feel like I had one pearl I have one
do you
pearl
get like
off.
Color options or is it all clear
yeah yeah so like they do the base oh for okay it's clear but you can paint on top of it. That's what she did. So she like painted like on top of the flower I got, but also like for one of the shells, like the paint is underneath
oh.
and she like layered
oh,
it.
Oh yeah. She did show me on her page. She like had something like that, but it was brown. It was like brown.
Yeah. She
with like the shell
too.
Or something. And it was
yeah,
so cute. I was like, wait,
one.
I
think
kind
I'm
of
do that next.
Yes.
I think she showed
I looked at
me
the same
one too.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So
I feel like it's so cute. We're getting so creative with nails and it's so fun. I just feel like it's something you look at every single day. So I don't know. These
literally.
Have made me so happy. Every single time I see my nails, I'm like, oh, they're so cute. Like, wow, I love yeah. them. And they're just so cute at the beach and they're just like very eye-catching. So definitely try them out, you guys. Like, I love them.
I feel like
it's so
very
fun.
Summer too. Like,
it's
a very
so
summery thing to do.
We're just getting so creative. I'm just like, what else could we possibly do with nails? Like, we have 3D. What else, you know? Like, we're gonna get really crazy, I feel like.
Yeah.
But yeah. Love, yeah, love, so love, cute. Love this trend. I think it's so fun.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much inspo on Pinterest. I'm like, I wonder when, like, the press-on companies are gonna come out with, like, press-ons that,
like
have
maybe
that
where
already on it.
Started. I feel like I've seen the press-on versions. And
oh,
I've
really?
Never... Yeah, like, maybe still pretty recent, but before I knew that girls were doing this to their actual nails, I saw press-ons and I was like, oh, that's so cute. But like,
how would you do
I,
that?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like some of the press-on nails like don't last as long. So I'm like, I don't
right.
know if I would do that. But
or
then
like
I realized
the ocean
that they're,
or something.
Yeah. But then I realized it was actual girls' nails and people were starting to do it on their real nails. So yeah, super fun trend. I love this one so much.
Yeah, I want to do that next time and get like some shells or something and like or maybe the brown nails that she showed me. It was like a tortoise shell like brown, but it looked like a
oh,
shell.
Cute.
It was
okay.
so cute.
Cute. I need to look back. Is it on her page?
Yeah.
Her little page. Okay. I'm gonna look.
Yeah. So
yeah,
cute.
I can't
and
wait to
so
do it again already.
It. But like, how do you come up with a new idea after that? Because like the ones you have, I feel like are good.
I know, they're so cute. I feel like I go on Pinterest and I usually just like, I don't like copying someone's full set, but I'll get
Like
inspo
mix and
from different
match.
photos and then like curate what I want. Like sometimes I get so crazy with it and I have to write in my notes. Like I'll literally put each nail, what I want on each nail, and I'll like put it in my notes so I don't get confused while I'm there. So that's probably what I'm gonna do. I saw she did a starfish. I'm absolutely doing a starfish. I freaking love little starfishes. So I'll probably do that and then like some
I'm like,
sort of
okay,
other
now I want to look at
inspo.
her page.
I love,
It's
yeah.
Ling
I feel
Ling, you
like there's
guys.
just
Ling
so much you can
underscore Ling
do.
underscore N.
Yeah. Look at her page. Look at Pinterest.
Yeah, Danielle's nails are on there. Oh, yeah, the starfish with like on the blue nails. So
Yeah.
pretty.
It's so
Where's the
pretty.
brown one? I don't remember. I
Was
think
it
this one.
3D?
Yeah, it was like what you have on your shell, but it was like brown
Oh, what a
tortoisey
brown
vibe.
tort.
So it looked like
Okay,
kind of like a brown beach
cute.
shell. But I don't know
Love that.
where it is.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
And then like on my pinky it's just dots of the clear, but it looks like they're like wet
Like
almost, like it
water
looks like little
droplets.
water
Yeah.
droplets, which I like. Yeah, so I
So
feel like you can
cute.
go pretty subtle or you can like go all out and it doesn't take that long.
Oh my
So
gosh. And then she has some too with like a turtle on it. And I asked her, I was like, did you
she's a
draw that?
turtle.
Like a kit, like a
Wait,
literally, it looks
Lucy.
like Nemo turtle over on
Wait,
the
did she
over.
draw it? That's
Yeah.
crazy with the seahorse. Okay,
Yeah,
I'm gonna get
she
inspo. Wait, I
hand
want a
drew
seahorse
that.
too. Wow.
Yeah,
That's
I'm like,
really cool.
dang, ling, ling, popping off. Oh, and the mermaid tail, you have to look at her page.
Okay, I need to look at
Oh my
her
God, she
page
has a
after
dolphin
this.
too. Did she
I'm
delete?
like, I already want to go again, like
Okay,
ASAP.
so the one with like the blue starfish, the starfish on the blue nail, the like pointer finger on one of the hands has like kind of brown underneath, so it like makes the shell look kind of brown, I guess. I can't find anything else, so I
Oh
wonder
my
if
God.
that's just
I just realized I'm looking at the photo of my nails and what the
you.
heck filter did she put on that? I look like my, oh my God, I'm blocking that out of my head. My hands like look like I'm 80 years old and she put an interesting filter on it. Okay, sorry. On the starfish nail. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah,
It's
that's
like a
really
brown
cute.
tip.
She is so good.
So
I'm
good.
sorry, guys. We're like scrolling
We
through and
just
I'm just
love
like,
our nail
I'm genuinely
lady.
confused how you can draw that on a nail. Like,
No, the
that's literally
turtle. It's the
insane.
turtle for me. Yeah, she was
Yeah,
like, yeah, I
honestly,
hand
these
drew
are really
that.
cute
I'm like,
too.
okay. Yeah. No, she's like so good. I'm like, Ling Ling, you're giving me all the inspo.
Dang, I've actually never looked at her page for inspo until right
It's
now.
good, yeah. So if you guys need inspo, you can look at our Nail Ladies Instagram page
Yeah.
just to see what's out there. But yeah, okay. Well, you can tell we're excited about
Okay,
nails,
sorry guys.
but.
Okay, moving on. This was my influence of the week. Like,
Yeah.
but seriously, seeing hibiscus everything everywhere. I think it's so fun. I've never like seen this much hibiscus, I feel like.
Yeah.
In a non-chuggy way, because I feel like I remember
Yes.
when the Coconut
I would.
Girl 1.0 came around. Okay, there was like it was like Y2K hibiscus. Like it was that limited to comeback, that vibe the first time around. Now it's like we're putting it in our hair and it's like 3D and it's really cute. I got this bag from Zara that apparently sold out really fast, but it's like a hibiscus beaded bag and I love it. I love putting hibiscus little flowers in my hair. I get a lot of
I feel like
questions.
even the dress that you've I feel like you've had like two versions
Oh my
of a
God, I have so
dress with
many.
like the
And they're like
big
built
hibiscus
in.
on it is like so cute. The
Yeah,
maxi
like big
dresses.
hibiscus on the dresses, or there's like built in, like they put like little fake 3D actual hibiscuses on the dresses. And I just feel like brands are getting really creative.
Yeah.
And I just love the summers. Yeah, I love that style of dress. The really big one. So cute. There's so many different like styles you can go with that. I've seen like neutral ones. I've seen really colorful ones. But I think that's like the dress of the summer, honestly. Like that's mm-hmm. like the blueprint of what I see everywhere.
Yeah.
But I think it's so fun and I love it. Are yeah. you gonna be wearing so hibiscus?
I haven't There's personally like some cute seen white any ones. Neutral ones. Yeah. So if you see any, send them my way. I feel like okay. the main ones I that like I see is like the blue dress with like a red hibiscus. I feel like every brand okay. is coming out with a version of that or like yellow.
I feel like I've seen a black and white one, but I can't remember.
Yeah, if you see one, send it my way.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
But yeah, I mean, it's super cute in photos and I feel like it's so tropical and summery yeah. and fun.
My favorite's when I can actually find a hibiscus on the ground and put it in my yeah. hair. That's what I get the most questions about. And I'm like, oh, it's actually a real flower. You're like,
it's real.
Yeah. And then I find bugs on it and I'm like, oh, that was my hair. But yeah, I love that vibe. Cute. Again, island cutie summer vibes.
Yeah. I feel like the next one too I love so much is the like shell skirt or sequin inspired everything, but like this seashell focus. I feel like there's that one brand. It's a UK brand that I think is the OG.
What's it called again?
I think it's called Ida. IDAH.
Okay. Yeah.
I can look it up. And I think that's like the original before all the affordable dupes started coming out.
Yeah. So it's like that big shell.
Yes, yes. Okay, I don't know. Instagram handle is her name was Ida.
Okay. Her name was Ida.
And then the bio says originators of the seashell pieces. So I feel like.
Cute. Good for them.
I ordered a skirt so long ago and it's been on pre-order. So hopefully I see her soon. Because I just love to support a small biz and the original creators of things if I can. So we'll see. I think I got a shipping notification. So, but like those, and also I feel like I've seen girls DIYing it, which I'm also like, how do you have the patience for that? Like they buy like a plain skirt and then they go to Michael's or get stuff off Amazon and are like hand sewing on those like little like shell pieces or like see the big sequins that look like it would be like seashell vibes. And like girls are literally hand sewing their own skirts. And I'm like, props to and you like, guys. I don't honestly, have that much patience.
Yeah, but good so for them cute. Because some of them, like the brand you're just talking about,
it's pricey.
They're like $300, I think. So it is definitely pricey, but it's like obviously they're using like really, really good materials and quality. So that's why. But there is definitely some more affordable dupes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've seen Zara. Like the typical Zara, Revolve. I think my arch nemesis, Pepper Mayo, has like a lot.
I'm screaming. Yeah. They unfortunately have a lot of really good things and are
I know. I feel like, literally, I feel like everyone is literally posting them right now and they're literally my arch nemesis. And they're... I'm just like, be careful, girlies, because they're gonna use your content and
the OG listeners
not pay. So yeah, their stuff is cute, but unfortunately I just can't buy from them for my personal morals at this point. But yeah, super cute. So I'm trying to think of any other brands.
They're really like, I feel like the Australian brands are really killing it with the shell inspired.
Well,
things.
They're just they so good really at ahead. Summer in general.
I know. I wonder if it's like something with the change of with like their seasons. Somehow they're ahead most of the time.
Yeah.
With like specifically summer. Well, only summer. So yeah. I don't know what it is. Or maybe we just like get a lot of our inspiration for summer from them is because it's winter for them, right?
Yeah.
I think that's how it works. So maybe we get the inspiration because they're already doing it ahead of time.
I just like, I get confused and we might sound silly, but I can't remember. Like right now it's summer for us. So it's, is it summer for them and it's cold or is it winter for them and it's cold?
Okay. I think it's autumn. It says it's like fall right now in Australia. So,
and we're like technically in spring still. So,
oh, okay, yeah, you're right. So yeah.
So I guess like, but like, what's the temperature? Is it cold or warm? Like, is their temperature the opposite of us?
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, because then,
like, are they calling summer? Is their summer warm or cold? You know what I mean?
I think it's
me googling. Okay.
I think it's still the season, but like in December, it's their summer. So for Christmas, it's hot for them, but it's still summer.
Yes.
So I think that's what it is. Sorry if you guys are like screaming into your phones right now listening to us work this out. But yeah, so it's still the like right temperatures, but just different timing.
Time of the year. Okay, yes, mm-hmm. yes. I got really confused there for a quick second. Okay, yes. But anyways, they have great fashion, great options, great brands that I feel like are always very trendy and kind of slightly ahead. So I feel like if you're looking for inspo, you can always look at their pages. And also, I feel like Australian brands are pretty affordable.
Yeah, super affordable. And oh my gosh, I've just been so excited to see all of these Australian brands like are opening warehouses finally in the US. So we don't have to wait like literally a week and a half or 2 weeks just for something to come in. I think Pepper Mayo did that. She just did that. Someone just opened one in LA too, which I was so excited about, and I forget who it was. I feel like
Opali maybe.
Okay, I think Opali. Yeah, like they're all opening in the US, which I'm like, how did it take you this long? But like, thank God. I'm so excited. I mean, obviously,
like Petal and Pup did that too. But
yeah. So now things are like 2-day shipping, which is amazing. And
and returns are way easier. Like, I remember bought from an Australian website and it didn't work out, you literally had to pay $20 to return it because of the shipping.
Right now it's way more. I accidentally bought something. Well, mainly from the UK. I don't know if it's the same as Australia. There has been two times I bought something from the UK, made the huge mistake of not reading the return information, because if they say you have to pay for it, you're literally screwed. Okay. I bought something that was like maybe, I think it was $80 from the UK. I had to return it because it was the wrong size. Went to every single like mail place. Like I went to DHL, I went to UPS, and I went USPS and FedEx. So all of them tried to return it back to the UK. Every single one, it's $80 to return. And I'm like, what is happening? It was 60
Wait,
to 80.
Do you not have a return portal?
No.
Interesting. No. I feel like you might as well just sell it on Poshmark then.
I know. Obviously I'm keeping it now, but that's happened. Dang. I mean, I knew that already with my extensions brand. Like, it's always $70 to send back. But, like,
that's
yeah,
crazy,
just, like,
though.
Keep an eye out. And I'm just, like, how are people sending things back? I'm genuinely confused.
I feel like people don't.
I guess
people
aren't.
Just keep it at that point.
So
because
if you do buy something, you guys, from the UK or Australia, like, just keep in mind the return label.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. A little rant. Anyways, okay. Next
love
one.
Love that. That was shell skirts and sequin-inspired pieces. We love. Okay, next one is East Coast Hamptons Chic. It's giving that, like, nautical vibe, striped button down, linen.
What do they call it? East Coast Grandma Chic or something too.
Yeah.
I've heard I think we said this in spring too, but they were calling it the fisherman aesthetic, and then we wore came out with like a fisherman aesthetic line. I don't know if we're gonna see that though as much over here, but I bet it's really big on the East Coast right now because
I feel like if you live more near lakes and less
then
ocean,
that's the vibe for
then
that.
That's kind of your vibe. But if you're near an ocean, that's not. We're more seashells and sequins over here.
Yeah, right. We're seashells and sequins, and they're like lobster embroidered sweatshirts.
But I feel like the Hampton Chic thing is a thing every summer, and it's giving Ralph Lauren, like polo.
Yeah, true.
That kind of vibe. Like, have you seen the show on Netflix called Sirens?
No, what's that? I don't think I've even heard of it.
We just started it, but it's basically about this like very wealthy family who lives, I don't know what island they live on the East Coast, and it's like very like Lily Pulitzer. It's giving Hampton, like, chic kind of vibe, but very, like, preppy and But coastal, like headbands, loafers, linen. It's actually like, pretty good.
Okay, I love that. Wait, what's it about?
I've only like seen one or two, I think two episodes now at this point. And it's like this girl who ran or who left her hometown in Buffalo. And she's like a personal assistant to this very wealthy family. And she's like the personal assistant to the wife. And they host like parties and galas at their property. And it's really stunning. And then her sister tries to come back. Goes there to like try to bring her back home because their dad is sick and she like doesn't want to leave. She wants to like stay and work, but it's like very like eclectic and just like East Coast.
Okay, like East Coast chic.
Yeah. I feel like you would like it.
Okay. It's so cute. Interesting.
It's on Netflix. Yeah. Okay. But that's what it was like kind of reminding me of. If you guys have seen like, that or started it yet.
Yeah. I feel like this is like so the divide with the East and West Coast. And with summer fashion, like I just don't think at all are wearing what we are wearing over there. Like chic and yeah, tailored. I feel like it could also be those tailored longer shorts, like white,
yeah,
Bermuda, like kind of flowy short, not flowy, but like those kinds of shorts. Super cute. But yeah, we don't see that as much. I feel like every year we see that knit American flag sweater in the summer. I feel like that's always really cute, but I saw this video recently. It was like, how do I wear that? How do I explain to people I'm wearing this in like a cute East Coast chic way and not like a MAGA way?
Not like a
so I feel like
way.
That's the issue of those, but
yeah
East Coast chic, super cute. I feel like you could literally just wear like linens and it's giving this
like
vibe.
A linen set. Like linen set, pants, yeah. Linen button down. Mm-hmm. And I feel like another thing that I've seen is like flip-flops are like chic now. Like they are part of the outfit. So like the Havaianas or I think the brand is called Teeks, T-K-E-E-S, I think that's how you say it. Like those, but like the like thong flip-flops like are
love a thong chic now. Flip-flop, like heel
like
too.
Like part of
so
the
fit. Cute.
Yeah.
I know, super it is cute. Funny how it is chic now. Like, I feel like I have every color. Like, I have, like, a really pretty light blue, a light pink, a white, a light yellow, and they're all, like, I'm like, okay, flip-flops are back.
Love that.
Love to see it.
Yeah, and then I also feel like one-pieces are kind of a style statement, too, just, or even, like tankinis with the little mini shorts as, like, a swimsuit. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like Frankie's bikini started doing that pretty early this year. And I feel like we wore what, too? Maybe?
Yeah. I forget what brand it was, but maybe it was Frankie Bikinis. They do the tankinis and the swim shorts, but the tankinis are so cute because they'll make it just like a really cute, like chic tankini with a matching, like low rise.
Yeah.
Bikini like thong sort of vibe, so it's like a contrast, and I think it's so cute. I definitely want one. I feel like that's such a good option if you're like wanting to cover up a little more. Sometimes I'm like not loving just wearing like a thong bathing suit, you know, so I feel
or if
like
you want something that's like family appropriate, like you're gonna be around your in-laws, you need to cover up.
And it's
I remember
cute. Yeah, like, it's like a whole outfit in itself.
Yeah, I used to need to like find bikinis when we would like go visit Andrew's parents for like 4th of July or something, because like all my bikinis are like the thong bikinis, like string, because I'm like I want to get the best tan while I'm out, because that's the point. But yeah, Andrew was like, that is not family appropriate.
You know, and what I'm like right. All bikinis now are thongs, and I just never been really into that because I feel so exposed. Like I feel like whenever I am wearing a thong one, I'm constantly adjusting my bottoms because I just feel weird. So yeah, maybe I should get some swim shorts. I really want some. I'm waiting.
Okay, but my thing with that is just like the tan line is so weird. So then what?
So yeah, like for people like me, I'm not tanning at all. Like I am not in the sun to get tan. I'm wearing SPF like 80. Okay. So I don't really think about that, I guess.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Like the girlies who are tanning, it doesn't make sense.
The sun like touches my skin. I'm like a different shade. Yeah, so like I have to be so careful because if I wear, say I wear just like a tank top to the beach and I go and do a 2-mile walk, like down and back, you know, mile there, mile back, walk, and then I go home, I will have like tank top lines and like a bra strap line if I'm not careful. So like I feel like I have to always think about what the lines are gonna look like, because I don't want like a weird strap line somewhere, you know?
Yeah, that makes so much sense. That's never been the case for me. Wish it was. But so I guess I don't really think about that.
Yeah, okay, interesting.
But yeah, really cute. I feel like it's like new types of swim we haven't really seen a ton of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love that. Mm-hmm. And then also capris, I feel like that's kind of been a thing for spring, but I feel like it's also gonna be carried into summer as well, with the cute little thong flip-flops with the little heel.
Yes,
cute little tank top.
I just got a set in that I haven't opened up, but it was from Revolve. I think it was part of Emma's collection with them, and it was just like a white plain strapless top with a matching capri, and it's just white. Cute. And I feel like it's gonna be cute to dress up and dress down. I have no idea how it looks. I'm gonna try it on after this, because I feel like it would be really cute with like a little thong heel.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like that sort of way is really cute with capris, like a little strapless top capri. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little belt, maybe a little
little tank top,
a little like mesh button down on top of it that's flowy with like heels. So cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like we've been seeing capris forever, and it's always here and there, but now I feel like we're actually seeing it like come around. I love a gingham capri too. I feel like I see those a lot too.
I just am not a gingham girly. Like, it just screams picnic to me.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, not super your vibe.
No. But it's cute. It's cute to see other girlies wear.
Love capris. And also I feel like light blue is the color I'm seeing everywhere right now.
Yeah.
And I'm actually wearing a lot of it too. I think Sabrina Carpenter really opened my eyes to this color. Light blue. I think it's so cute and girly, and also like obviously very summery, because it's giving ocean vibes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I feel like that's the color I'm seeing the most.
Yeah, honestly. I feel like light blue and butter yellow always come back around every year. And it's really pretty. It's so, I love those like soft, pretty pastels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So pretty. Okay. Yeah. So those are kind of summer trends we've been seeing on social media so far, and just I feel like everyone's travels are kind of starting up. So whether you're doing like European summer, East Coast Hampton summer, a West Coast SoCal summer, I feel like there's so many trends and things you can do out there. And then just a couple things we've been seeing on social media in terms of actual content. One of those things is like a very scrapbooky edit for photos. I feel like I've been seeing a lot of that recently. All of a sudden, like one day, I think I saw like 5 different people.
I know. Same.
Like,
do it.
I was like, oh.
We really be jumping on the chat. Like, I feel like when one person does it, like, it's everywhere. Yeah. But I think it's so cute. And I feel like you can get creative and put your own spin on it if you want. Like, you can really figure out how you want to like make the layout for these types of photos, if you guys know what we're talking about. Like, for example, I see the ones with like a flower in the middle, and then all the photos around this flower kind of tie in with the colors, and you can make like a really cute edit.
Carousel. It's like a four, right? Like four photos, yeah, like a four in photo. in one square or whatever, and then like a drawing or like
a little doodle in the middle, or like PNG of something. Or people like write on their carousels, which I've been meaning to try out because I got an iPad and I want to like write in my handwriting. I think that would be really cute. I feel like this is a cute little summer scrapbooky vibe we've been seeing. I think like also just collages in general are really popular right now. Like, on stories and on posts in general, just like a 1-2, like a one on the top and one on the bottom. And I think you can get really creative with tying in colors or tying in aesthetics or tying in just like what is happening in the photo. I feel like it's a good way to shake things up. And I feel like they're really shareable, which I think is why like they do so well, is because people are like sharing them. It's very like Pinteresty. So yeah, I think this is a really cute trend that you can get super creative with, even if you see them all the time. I feel like it's
probably super easy to make on Canva as well. Yeah, if you need a place to start.
I did my first one this morning on Canva. I was doing them on CapCut, but no, you go to Canva. It's so much easier.
Yeah.
And you can do so much with it. Like, really, you can do so much. Yeah, I feel like it's cute to make it your own and just play around with this sort of vibe.
Yeah, and just adding stickers kind of anywhere on the photos, shelves, flowers.
Yeah,
it's anything fun. Summer cute. Related.
Summery.
Yeah. Super cute.
I feel like that ties into just like making a really well created carousel. I feel like I'm really appreciating the art of a good carousel, whether that means like combining two posts or even like tying in like different photos that you've already posted, but like just it works in the curated carousel. I feel like good curated carousel, when there's shareable moments in the carousel, like I really think this is the key to having a post like go viral in a sense, because if so many people are sharing it and there's so many gems in a carousel, like people are going to keep sharing it. So I don't know. I think I really love try that. To pay attention to like a curated carousel of like, or building, I guess, building a good carousel, I think is really important. And I think just also really fun for summer and really giving people, your audience, a feel for your vibe. I think you can do that in a really good curated carousel.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah, collage videos, like just compilations. I feel like I see a lot of that. We always see
of like trip moments. I feel like those are always so cute.
Or I feel like I see a lot of like, I don't know if emotional is the right word, but like getting the feels, like trying to like evoke like an emotion. Where I see like
reactions to things.
Yeah, like
yeah.
Like, oh, okay. This is an example, just a random example of the, I almost forgot this was the whole point. Like that trend,
yes.
That sort of vibe. Like, I don't know if that's emotional or like nostalgic. I don't know what the word is, but I feel like I see a lot of that and that does really well.
Yeah. No, that trend is really cute.
Yeah. I feel like I'm like, how do you girlies have the time to sit down and like put together all these videos? Like, I need to do that.
Or
today,
just like,
honestly.
Where are you finding your videos?
I
how
know.
Are you organizing like, to pull all these videos?
Literally. Yeah. I think we need to take a page from our digital spring cleaning episode. But I feel like I just need to add videos that I really like into a folder where I can just always go back to them, because I'm like, I'm never going to see this video again in a month, okay? Like, it's going to be lost in my 200,000 photos. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I think maybe that's why it does so well, because people are like, how did you remember this video? Like, it's so cute. But yeah. So that... I think little ASMR vlogs or mini vlogs in general, I'm seeing just like a lot of talking now. I think people are really trying to shift into talking, and we've said this in previous episodes, but I'm just like seeing it more and more with girls that I've never heard talk before start talking on their videos.
Interesting.
So I've been meaning to try this out, but also I've been meaning to try it out on trial reel specifically. I keep telling myself I'm going to post a trial reel. And I keep forgetting, but I need to do this and see how it performs. But I just think overall I'm seeing a lot more talking. So if you haven't really considered
like
that.
Like voiceover or like talking?
No, just like
I feel like I see like voiceovers. Like I feel like
also
I'm seeing
that, I guess.
Like day in my life. So then it's like a video of what someone's kind of doing every day. But like then it's like the voiceover.
Yes.
Like with the timestamps kind of situation.
Yeah, okay. I have actually seen that too. And then I saw this video talking about like how to do that type of video right. And I thought it was so interesting because the ones that I really enjoy watching that are a voiceover are always this formula. And she said, the voiceover has to be kind of not exactly what's happening, but like you're not actually saying what's happening, and so it's more interesting. I can't really explain it. That doesn't actually make sense.
Like maybe but you're like, telling a story, but then you have like different
or like of your day, but there's a bunch of different moments, so it's not exactly what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that actually makes sense at all. I hope you guys know what I'm talking about, but that style I like.
Yeah, I feel like now there's just so many different types of content you can explore. So it's like if something isn't working for you, there's mm-hmm. definitely other types of content you can try or see if it is like better with your content or if your audience kind of responds to it more. So
yeah.
But yeah, so those are kind of some social trends we've noticed kind of for an early start to summer and what people are starting to post and, you know, the fashion so related to it, just trends. But yeah, unfortunately, San Diego is gloomy. We definitely have June gloom vibes here. But I think once it's like July, we're pretty solid into summer. So it'll be good to get that content ready to go with all these trends incorporated. So yeah, that's pretty much it for this week's episode. Do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listener of the week is Carissa. Her Instagram handle is at Carissa, K-A-R-I-S-S-A dot D-I-S-T-E-F-A-N-O. So Carissa DiStefano. She is a super sweet listener, and she actually messaged us letting us know that she is now on Like to Know It from our Like to Know It episode, and she I think she just like learned a lot from that episode, which means so much to us that it's actually resonating and you're trying new things that we're recommending. So we loved getting that message. It was such sweet feedback. And yeah, Carissa is just a super cutie girly. She has a sweet family that she posts about and has really cute style. So check her out and shout out to Carissa. We loved hearing your feedback on the episode.
Yeah, we love when you guys message us and tell us what's helping and what tips are working and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So we love when we get feedback from you guys. So I think that's pretty much it for this week. Yeah. We love doing these seasonal trend episodes. So hopefully this helped inspire some ideas or just inspo in general to get into the swing of summer. So, because I feel like every time we transition seasons, there's always kind of like that weird period. But I feel like spring to summer is the easiest transition. And so hopefully having all these ideas will help make that transition smooth for you guys. Mm-hmm. But we will hope you guys have a great week. First of all, happy June.
Yeah.
So crazy that it's June. And we will chat in our next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.